We do always want to remember why we're here, because Jesus died on the cross. Amen. He suffered, you all, to give us this hope of eternal life, and we will stand forever and preach that good news that Jesus hung, bled, and died on Calvary. Is that right? And so this evening, if you're here, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, or perhaps you're listening to us via Facebook Live or YouTube, however those mediums we use, we recognize and always conscious of the fact that others are listening to us, not just here in this building. And so if you're listening this evening, we want you to understand that in the Church of Christ, we believe that the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. And if we're going to get to heaven, we got to do it just the way God said it, without addition or subtraction. Amen. Again, just a brief update on me. We've been doing good, doing real well. The traveling evangelism is really, really been productive this year. With a lot of baptisms, a lot of restoration. And we'll be reporting those going forward. Brother Stroud and I talked about it. Brother Stroud done a wonderful job so far here at Holland Heights. You all love him. Take care of your minister, amen. You take care of him, because certainly we know the labor of the minister. And if you love him and you'll take good care of him and his wife, that would be much appreciated. Oftentimes, we don't do that. Amen. I want y'all to do that for me, Brother Stroud. I'm proud of Holland Heights. We're doing good. Yeah. I see good works, man, a lot of great things. The professionalism of everything around here, it looks like to me y'all on a high here for some reason. But God bless you. God bless you. It just does my heart good to know you're doing good, because you're my family, amen? And so I appreciate you so very much. Y'all pray for Brother Brooks as I, too, out there doing things, trying to do the things I can to help the Church of Christ as a whole, amen? So for a few minutes this afternoon, I mean a few minutes, I want to impress upon your mind that neither death, greatness, nor goodness can exempt us from death. We can't be we're not exempt from sicknesses yet we know God's going to appoint unto man once to die. You all, we're going to die, and that's just the fact of the matter is. However, obeying God and living a righteous life can bring you great blessings and benefits during this life as you live the Christian life. And I want y'all to turn to 2 Kings chapter 20, and I'll point out a few things for us to consider, and this lesson will be yours. I think Kai's timing me, because he said my introduction is 45 minutes. And I want him to know you just lost that one, brother. I got through my introduction. It was hard, though, man. I had to choke out some things I normally would say. But I don't want y'all here. If I see anybody, I put my glasses on. If I see anybody sleep, I'm going to have 15 minutes. If I see anybody go to sleep, I'm going to have 15 minutes. No heads dropping on me this afternoon. Is that good? 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings, and the title of the sermon, Oh Lord, Remember. In those days was Hezekiah
sick unto death.
This man Hezekiah was sick unto death. Now, he had a terminal illness. He had a boil that was going to kill him. He was going to die. And the prophet Isaiah went to him and said to him,
thus saith the Lord.
God said this. Hezekiah, you're going to die. But what you got to do is set your house
in order.
In order. Most time when people preach this verse, they're talking about their sin in their life. But I want you to know, Hezekiah was not in sin. This is not what this is talking about. Hezekiah had, just like some of us need to do, you need to get your wheels and stuff ready, get your house in order, so the people that you leave behind don't have to worry about where your insurance is and all this stuff, and your friends and family, your family members fighting over your stuff. Set your house in order.
Right.
Amen. Make sure whatever you work for, amen, and the family, get your burial policies and things like that in order. Amen. That's a good preaching. That's 15 minutes this evening. But you need to know that, because there's so many people dying, they don't have their houses in order. Yeah, I'm talking to the family. Get your house in order. That's what this was talking about. It wasn't talking about his life was not right with God. Now, oftentimes, you hear this preacher, that's exactly what they're saying. Watch what he says, though. He said, here's why you get in order, for you're going to die.
Then he turned.
Now, do we know we're going to die?
Yes.
And then he turned. No, notice. Hezekiah, no death is coming. He said, then he turned his face to the wall
and prayed.
And prayed.
The
now, he prayed. Now, we know the eyes of the Lord over who?
The righteous.
And the ears are open to their prayer. Isaiah 59:1-2 said, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that he cannot save, neither is your heaven that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hid his face from you. That way, he will not. It was not the case that Hezekiah was in sin. He turned and prayed. And then when you know you're going to die, you ought to be able to pray. Amen. Then he says this, saying,
I beseech thee.
Lord, he starts talking, Lord, I beg you, Lord. Now, you know, nobody wants to just die. Everybody talking about, how many of y'all want to die right now and get on out of here and go to heaven? No, you go to sleep on me, but you ain't trying to go to sleep forever. You want, amen, well, hell's calling. He wasn't trying to die. He ain't trying to, you know, we want to get to heaven, but we ain't no hurry to die, are we? Now he said, Lord, remember. Now this is where my sermon title comes from for the next 10 minutes. I got 10 more minutes to go. If y'all stay awake, it's only 10. If you go to sleep, it's 15. I'm telling you, I'm going to add 15 if I look over. Oh, Lord. Remember, this is something I want to leave with you this evening as a Christian. Be able to say in your life at death, when you know you're dying, Lord, remember that he said,
now have
I want you to remember about me. One thing I want you to know I did, Lord.
I walked before thee in truth.
I stayed with the truth. Christian, stay with the truth. Everything I see going on the road, the members of the church that I thought believed like me, leaving the truth. Hezekiah said, Lord, I stayed with you in the truth. He said, I kept my heart right with you.
And I've done that which is good.
Three things he said. I walked in truth, my heart was right, and I done that what was good in that sight. And then he started crying. Hezekiah wept sore. Now, this is called the house of mourning. It's better to go to the house of mourning than the house of feasting.
Amen.
That was Solomon said, Ecclesiastes chapter 7. See, death will take you in a state of mourning. Knowing you'll die will make you cry. When you know somebody else is dying, it'll make you cry. Death is intended to take us to a state of sorrow. That's where he's at right now. But it's one thing to be sorry because you're leaving your family. But it's another thing to be sorry because you're not going to die in your sin. You know, in that case, this wasn't the case for Hezekiah. And then it came to pass.
Before Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court.
Yeah, that the word of the Lord came to him saying.
Turn again. And tell Hezekiah.
He said, now go back. Now he went to him and told him, you're going to die, Hezekiah. You better set up everything, get it right. Get it right with your family and everything. And then he says, Hezekiah, and he said, go back to him.
Tell Hezekiah,
the captain of my people.
Thus said the Lord.
That the Lord said.
The God of David,
yeah.
Thy father, I have
God
heard
said, number
thy
one,
prayer.
I heard your prayer. That's how you want to live. That's why you want, like that young man got baptized this morning for the remission of sins. Amen. He's in the Lord now. His prayers can be heard. And as God said, I heard your prayer. Now, as the Lord over the righteous you are, prayer can change some things. Amen. Mm-hmm. Can it change the day you die? Yeah. Some of us are living still because God answered somebody's prayer. Remember that this morning, somebody prayed for me.
Amen.
There he says, I've seen. God was paying attention to his servant. He wasn't in trouble with God. God said, I heard your prayer, and I've seen your tears.
Behold, I will heal you.
He said, now, because, see what got him some more time? What happened here, y'all? God said, I heard you, and I saw your tears. He was in a state of sorrow. He was in a sorrowful state of mind. God said, I see it, I will heal. I'm going to take care of that healing you need. The third day, he says, the Bible says,
thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I will add unto thy days.
God said, all because he lived right. Y'all see that? He said, Lord, remember. He went to him. He was going to die. And he was going to die. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Mm. And then he went to him. He said, God, look here. Man, I walk right. I stayed with the truth. I want to be able to, how many of y'all want to be able to say, Lord, I stayed with the truth.
Amen.
I never left the one church. I just stopped preaching in one church. I believed in the one church. I never left the truth. Amen. I never left the doctrine of Christ. Amen, somebody. Amen. You ought to be able to say you stayed with the truth. Amen. Shame on people who leave the truth. Then he said, I walked up right. And said, my heart was right, Lord. You know, the heart was right. I mean, he kept focused on what the Lord wanted him to do. And he said, Lord, I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do then. Since your prayer, I'm going to give you 15 more years.
Amen.
Man, what a day that must have been for Hezekiah.
Amen.
Man, he said, Lord, came back and responded to him, responded to his prayer. He said, I'm going to add 15 days, years, and I will deliver thee out of the city of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servants. David said. No, Isaiah said, here's the remedy to your death problem. He said, take a lump of figs, and they took it and laid it on the boil. See, that's how I know he was dying from a boil.
Mm-hmm.
And he what? Recovered. So the boil was going to kill him. A simple remedy was put the figs on the boil. Like you talked about this morning, God gives a prescription, you follow it to the T. When he said, put the fig leaf, put a lump of figs, and they took it and laid it on the boy, and what happened? He recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah,
What shall be the sign that
Hezekiah said, I need to know this. I need to know this is going to happen, man. You know, he was about to die. I said, he didn't have no faith. I don't know. If you knew, somebody come to you, man, you know, you going to be all right. You got another 15. Man, show me something. Tell me. You know how folks are. Tell me you're telling me the truth, man. Don't pull my leg.
Yeah.
Then what he said, He said, look at it. Come on, hurry up. I'm going to come down here. Come on, hurry up. Read.
Oh, you want me to read? Okay, I'm sorry. I was caught up in a good message. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll tell you, boy. Now, he bought like
old hair. And that shall go into the house of the Lord.
No, he said, what shall the sign?
Isaiah said, the sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees?
Uh-huh. God said, what? He said, man, please. Hey, man, what he's saying? He said, I'll tell you what, show me something. He said, should it go forward 5-10 or backwards 5-10? And then Hezekiah answered, go forward is kind of, you can call this a faith issue or whatever you want to say. Maybe y'all got some faith. But when you die, you kind of, you about to on your deathbed. You about to, man, please, don't be pulling my leg. I said, tell me, show me something. And then here he comes, he said, the light thing for the shadow go down 10 degrees. But boy, if that thing, if God turned the sun, if you know, the sun was going down about 6 o'clock in the evening and he came to you and said, hey man, you ain't gonna die. He said, man, if the Lord just backed that sun up a little bit, I'll know it was him.
Yeah.
That's what he would tell. Y'all know God stopped the sun in midair one time and the moon stood still in the valley of Ajalon. So Joshua prayed to God and God stopped it. Don't tell me God can't do some thing when he want to. He moved that sundial back on him 10 degrees, is that right? And then he said what?
And Isaiah the prophet cried
unto the Lord,
and he brought the shadow 10 degrees back.
God said, I'm going to move it back for him. See, when you live right with God, he said, remember, Lord, that's what he was talking about. I have lived for you, Lord. I done what I needed to do. I kept you in my life. I stayed with the truth. I kept my heart right. I walked with you. Isn't that right what he said?
Yeah.
And then God said, I'm going to give you 15 more years. And then he said, well, I'm going to go and turn it back for you so you just know I ain't playing. So this evening, who here in this audience can say, if you knew the day was your death, that God was going to give, it was coming, it was up, could you say, Lord, remember? Can you say, Lord, remember how I stayed with the truth? Can you say, Lord, remember on December 31st, 2023, I was there at Hollow Heights and I restored my life. Remember, Lord, I gave my life to you. Remember, like the young man that did, commander said, remember, Lord, on December 31st, Brother Brooks taught me and I obeyed you and I stayed with you. How many of y'all can say, can you say, oh, Lord, remember I was in the church. Remember I was at the Church of Christ. Lord, remember I was in the spiritual needs ministry. Remember I was in the spiritual works. Remember, Lord, I was a Bible teacher. Remember, I came to morning service. Remember, I was in the evening service. Remember, I went to Bible class. Remember, I was faithful to my wife. Remember, I was faithful to my husband. What you got to say? Lord, remember. Remember me. Remember, I did it. That's what you say. Oh, Lord, Hezekiah said it, and I can say it. Can you say it? Oh, Lord, remember. Lord, remember. Remember me, Lord. I tell you what. There may be somebody here today need to remember that Brother Brooks did a short lesson, and it's unusual. But y'all remember, I was here that day, and Brother Brooks said I ought to be living in a way that I will remember that day when he talked to me, and I didn't go to sleep without that potato almost put me to sleep. Mm-hmm. And after you remember, Brother Brooks, remember.
That's it.
Montero, you made it, man. Give me some. You made it. He was struggling, boy. He did that a couple times on, but he made it through.
Amen.
Some of us in our Christian life, we done went down a few times, popped up, didn't we? We almost dozed off on God, amen. We overate sometime out there in the world. But then, y'all, we can say, Lord, remember?
Amen.
Remember, I got back up. Made my confession. I asked you to forgive me. Remember, Lord, I restored. I came home and I stayed on the battlefield. I'm like Paul now. Remember Paul in his last days, Lord? The time of my departure is at hand. Here's what he could say like Hezekiah. This is your New Testament example. He said, but I have fought
a good fight.
I kept the faith.
I finished the course. He said, I finished my course. Lord, remember, I fought a good fight. Lord, remember, I finished my course. Laid up for me a crown of righteousness. That good preacher right there. Boy, that'll make a whole lot of people want to obey the gospel. Right there. God, Lord, remember. I just want to live in a way where I can truly, truly, truly influence the lives of others. Influence it. I hope I've influenced you to try this year, 2024. Make it your year where you can live, where you can say if death comes and it's announced that you can turn your face to the wall, just you and God. And say, Lord, remember. Remember the day I got baptized. Remember how faithful I was. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, you need to remember this. Jesus said, this you do in remembrance of me. You remember how Jesus died on the cross. How he hung there and suffered for 6 long hours for all of us. Yes. Remember that it was God's Son who had nails in his hands and his feet.
Yeah.
Remember, he didn't come down from the cross.
Nope.
He could have called 10,000 angels, but he stayed on that cross. Remember that he stayed up there for me. Remember when they pierced him in the side, out came blood and water. Remember that they put it in the grave. But remember early on the Sunday morning, he got up with power in his hand. He said, go into the world and preach the good news of the gospel. He that right. believed in his what?
That's right.
Baptized shall be saved. That's a good lesson. Oh, how are we going to live, y'all? Because we can say what? Oh, Lord,
remember.
Maybe somebody this evening need to get baptized. And you can say, Lord, remember, December 31st, 2023. Brother Brooks preached a 15-minute sermon. I got baptized. Wouldn't you come do it? Wouldn't you come do it today? Do you believe in Jesus? If you believe, you've heard it. Do you believe it with all of your heart that Jesus hung and died on that cross? Repent of your sin right now where you are. Say, I can't leave like I came. I got to make a change. I can't leave like I can. Confess Jesus be the Son of God, we'll baptize you. Water is ready, clothes are ready. Angels don't stand by. We'll baptize you this day for the remission of your sin.
That's right.
And the Lord wash your sins away in baptism, add you to the body of Christ, the church of Christ, the only one you ever read about in the Bible, for there's only one in the Bible. Wouldn't y'all come? Somebody need prayer, I want you to come to the front. Somebody need to be baptized, come. As together we stand and sing the song of encouragement, we ask you to come.